1968 graduate Fred Mims, of course, a member of that terrific second-place runner-up team in the state of Illinois for the Silver Streaks, also an inductee in the Galesburg High School Athletic Hall of Fame for both basketball and baseball. Fred Mims, now the associate athletic director at the University of Iowa. The Silver Streaks turn it over on their first possession. And Anthony Lindauer, if there's ever a villain in a high school game, at least in this gymnasium, he is not the most popular player among Galesburg fans. He plays with a lot of emotion, a lot of fist pumping, and people don't like him because of the energy he plays with. And he scores the opening basket off the turnover. Now Brandon Thompson in traffic with a one hand up and in. We're tied at two.
Well, appropriate that the first 2 points by each team scored by the leading scorers, Lindauer and Brandon Thompson, who have done a terrific job for each club, carrying each club at times when scoring droughts have happened this year.
On the outside, Lindauer shoots a long three and drains it from about 25 feet away. He was a good almost 5 feet behind the line, and it's 5-2 Moline, and he caught that one on the run, moving to his left.
Yeah, and say what you will, he's the best shooter we see all year. I mean, no matter who we've played, this kid, I mean, he can shoot it from anywhere, and he seems to be way too comfortable at Thiel Gym shooting the ball the last few years because he is a long-range bomber.
27 points in the opening game of the season, which Moline came back in the fourth quarter to win 54-51. Garrett Williams drives, bounces it through the hands of McElmurray on the baseline, and the Streaks have uncharacteristically turned it over on two of their first three possessions tonight.
Yeah, and two really unforced errors here early. I think a little bit of that showing some nerves, even though, you know, we're this deep into the season. We've won 12 straight, but I just think there's a lot of pressure in this Moline game, and the kids are showing it early.
Now McElmurray goes three rows up into the stands, trying to deflect a pass, knocking it out of bounds. Moline will hang on to it. In the half court, Kyle Lewis, a 6'1 senior, pulls the trigger on the inbound, gets it into the free throw line to Timmy Wages. Now Lindauer has it between the lines, all the way out at the volleyball line. Just underway in the first quarter, Moline and Galesburg. What a rivalry it's been over the years, and maybe as heated as an intense as it's been in the last couple of years. Lindauer's three hits the top of the backboard, comes down into the hands, tipped into Brandon Thompson with the rebound, leads it up court. Now Chad shoots a long three and banks it in! He was way behind the arc, and he still had a lot of oomph on it and banked it in off the glass.
He's smiling and shaking his head, so you know he didn't call glass on that. I think he was just so pumped up early in this game. He saw Lindauer hit a long three. He thought, well, I'll try and answer that. He did it. It wasn't what he envisioned, but it still counts the same.
We are tied at five. 5.5 minutes to go in the first quarter. Pull back by Atwater. Now he dumps it off behind him to Kyle Lewis. Now Lindauer has it, guarded by Ryan McElmurray. On to the left side it goes, into the hands of Lewis. Top of the circle. Now right side quickly it goes to Timmy Wages. Wages, a player who you heard Coach Ryan Weber say in the pregame, he's playing so much better and has been a big lift for this Maroons team offensively. Atwater spins in the lane, shoots over Chad Thompson, misses, put back high off the glass for Deshaun James. And it's 7-5 Moline on their first offensive rebound of the night. Heard Coach Mike Reynolds say in the pregame, if there's one aspect of this game, if he feels that if there's anything his team wins tonight to win the game, it'll be the rebounding battle. Chad Thompson drives, baseline pass, on a bounce to Garrett Williams, misses. Little too strong in the weak side rebound to Wages. Up court to Anthony Lindauer, who pulls it up across half court. Right side it goes to Wages, drives the baseline on Davis, cut off and a foul called on the floor on Dalton. That'll be his first. 7-5, Moline on the early lead. 4:35 to go first quarter. Galesburg sophomores lost tonight by 22. Lindauer, left of the basket, on the baseline. Pulls the trigger on the inbound. First foul on either team here in the game. Passes it out high to Lewis. Backdoor cut to Atwater. Dribbles it once. Pump fakes twice. Gets Chad Thompson to buy it on the fake, and Atwater banks it up and in. 9-5 Maroons on top.
Yeah, Atwater fairly undersized at 6'2 down there in the low blocks. Chad Thompson was on him, but Atwater jumps really well, and he uses a strong body. He gets himself squared away.
Dalton Davis for three. I think that might have been partially blocked by Lindauer, but Brandon Thompson with the rebound put back. Good move by Brandon in traffic to free himself up to get that one-handed shot off. And the Streaks are back within two at 9-7. Atwater, right side Wages, looking down low, skips it out high to Lewis, fakes a three, and stutter-stepped, traveled with it. First turnover of the game on the Maroons. But we talked about Galesburg doing a nice job handling the ball. The Maroons do a pretty good job handling the ball as well, as not quite as frequently as Galesburg. Have the Maroons turned it over fewer times than their opponents, but about a 2-1 margin is the number of times that Moline has fewer turnovers in a game. McElmurray out high. Left side it goes to Dalton Davis down below us near the sideline. Moline in a 3-2 zone defense. McElmurray finds an opening in it, kicks it back out to Brandon. He'll fake the three, drives, kicks it back out to Thompson. Top of the arc, rolls off. And the rebound and a foul by Garrett Williams over the back of Timmy Wages, who had position for the rebound. First foul of the game on Garrett, second on the Silver Streaks.
Yeah, these teams are so similar in many ways. I mean, height-wise, you're pretty much even. Chad Thompson, the tallest player on the court, but not by a lot. Guard-dominated. Each team has one guy that on a given night can score 30 points in their leading score. They both play good defense and do the fundamentals well, and they've had to be able to compete with the bigger teams that they've played and win as much as they have. They've had to do the little things well.
Ray Giovanni into the game on the dribble now, guarded by Brandon Thompson. Brandon all over him, just inside the half court. Ball gets deflected on the sideline, and Brandon reaches around from behind and deflects it off Giovanni out of bounds. That's a heck of a one-man defensive effort.
It really was, and you're doing all that without drawing a foul. You know, he was crowding him pretty well, so I'm sure the official, if he would have caught a little arm, would have called Brandon for the foul, but he did everything just right there.
Davis and McElmurray just inside the front court across the timeline. Under 3 minutes to go, first quarter. 9-7 is the Moline lead. Streaks have not had the lead yet tonight. Penetration by McElmurray, a little strong off the glass, and the rebound to Deshaun James for Moline. Quickly up court come the Maroons with 2:40 to go in the first quarter. Giovanni under pressure again by Brandon Thompson. Gets the bounce pass away to James this time. In the scouting report, the Streaks must have seen something when Giovanni handles the ball.
Thinking the same thing because they are all over him.
Down the lane, Lindauer. They pass it out to Giovanni instead with a long three. That one's off the mark. And Chad Thompson comes down with a rebound, and he's undercut by Deshaun James. It gets called for the foul, and that was a tremendous battle for the rebound. And Thompson, we have seen, do such a nice job coming down with some strong rebounds here in these last five games or so, and he did a good job to hang on to that one. And then the foul on James on the floor for Moline, only their first of the night.
Hey, you know, these teams scout each other so well in high school, especially your conference teams anymore, that if you have one area of weakness, you better believe you're going to find that addressed when you play that other team. And I've got to think Giovanni's had some ball handling issues because the Streaks have been all over him.
Good touch pass in the lane to Thompson. Off balance, works his way into the low blocks and on a fadeaway, shoots it too strong off the glass, but he draws the foul. And Brandon gets a couple of free throws here. And two very quick fouls on Deshaun James will bring a substitution in off the bench. Josh Johnson, a 6'6 senior, who actually started the first game of the season when these two teams met back in non-conference play in the Thanksgiving tournament. And Johnson comes into the game as James sits down with two fouls. Thompson makes the first free throw, 5 on the night. Pulls Galesburg within 1 at 9-8. Thompson on the season shooting 75% at the free throw line. Made 8-for-8 in the fourth quarter in the win over York to clinch the Martin Luther King tournament on Monday, and he makes the second one. 6 in the game for Brandon Thompson. We're tied at 9, 2 minutes to go, first quarter. On the left side, Atwater trying to drive in on Dalton Davis. Spin move, works into a double team, kicks it out to Giovanni for 3, overshoots the basket. On the weak side, Ryan McElmurray all alone for the rebound. Up court to Brandon Thompson, who's blocked from behind by Josh Johnson, but another foul called, and Brandon, great up court pass by Ryan McElmurray, caught Moline napping a little bit, and as a result, Brandon will get a couple more free throws as Johnson picks up his first. And the third team foul on the Maroons.
Yeah, that was the first call that really ruffled the feathers of the Moline fans and Coach Ryan Weber, who's still barking about that one.
First free throw by Thompson gives Galesburg its first lead of the night at 10-9. 1:48 to go here in the first quarter.
Well, Moline, like all of our opponents, does not want to spend the night watching Brandon Thompson shoot free throws because that's a recipe for a Galesburg win.
3-for-3, now 4-for-4 as he makes all of his first quarter attempts. 8 points already for Brandon Thompson. Streaks lead by two, at 11-9. Giovanni in the backcourt gets a screen assist from Wages to get it across midcourt. Now a double team. Now Moline has numbers in the half court. Giovanni drives the lane and missed it. Brandon Thompson with a rebound, his third of the night. Up court to Dalton Davis. Now Thompson cut off on the baseline, skips it out to Garrett Williams. Garrett works away from a double team, picks up his dribble, needs help, gets it over to Ryan McElmurray, throws it through Bucket's hands, and a turnover back to Moline.
Well, I'm sure Moline going to collapse on Williams the same because Garrett has improved his ball handling, but still not the best sometimes.
Quick three by Lindauer. Thompson with a rebound. Davis's three-pointer is blocked. Saved on the baseline. Picked up by Garrett Williams at the high post. Off the front of the rim. McElmurray with a rebound. Davis again for three. Good! And the Streaks crowd loves the effort. It's 14-9. Galesburg with its biggest lead in the first quarter with under 50 seconds to play.
That was the same type of play we saw from Galesburg in the MLK tournament, just getting after it time after time, never giving up on a possession, and they made it pay in a three-pointer for Dalton.
Quick three at the other end. Wages overshoots the basket, and Brandon Thompson with his fifth rebound in the first quarter now pulls up across midcourt with 30 seconds to go. Galesburg wants to hold for the last shot, leading by five.
I think Brandon's happy to catch his breath, too.
Oh, and now he lobs it over the head of Dalton Davis, who wasn't looking for it. Brandon with a smile on his face in disbelief at how careless he got with that one. Well, it's a fourth turnover on the Streaks, and Moline has a chance to hold for the last shot.
Yeah, although, you know, you're off guard supposed to be looking for the ball. I'm not sure you blame Brandon's blaming himself, but I think Dalton in his heart knows he should have been paying attention there.
Yeah, Dalton would have had to jump to get that one, but it was within his reach had he done it. Now down to 13 seconds to go. Lindauer with it in the midcourt circle with under 10 to go. On the right side, Jamari Atwater with 7. Top of the circle, Johnson. Left side it goes with 4 seconds to go. Lewis covered up. Bounce pass out high to Atwater. He heaves it, and it would have counted, but it's well off the mark, and the Streaks lead by 5, ending the quarter on a 9-0 run. 14-9 Streaks. This is Galesburg High School boys basketball on WGIL and WGIL.com.
Breathe Loves is the answer. If you were just asking yourself, so where would LeBron James and Lance Armstrong shop if they were in downtown Kewaunee? Breathe Loves Sporting Goods. And don't you want to shop where two of the world's greatest athletes would shop if they were in downtown Kewaunee? For team uniforms, sports equipment, custom lettering, screen printing, tons of shoes, spirit wear, and Letterman jackets for all area high schools, and the top brands like Wilson, Rawlings, Louisville Slugger, and Adidas. Specializing in custom lettering, signs, trophies, medals, plaques, and awards. And the top shopping spot of LeBron James and Lance Armstrong when they do finally visit downtown Kewaunee. Breathe Love Sporting Goods.
When something is second nature, it means it just comes naturally. It's part of who you are. For the dedicated men and women of OSF, caring for our community is just that, second nature. The ability to relate to others, reaching out with the greatest care and compassion, developing relationships and sharing knowledge so those around them can live healthier lives. Whether it's a visit to one of our 8 OSF Medical Group clinics or it's an unexpected trip to the emergency room, we'll be there to care for you. It's who we are. OSF St. Mary Medical Center. This is healthcare.
The Handyman Show with Glenn Hagee. Saturday mornings at 9 on Galesburg Radio 14, WGIL.
Second quarter just underway at John Field Gymnasium. Alumni night here for Galesburg High School boys basketball. And the Streaks have an early 14-9 lead through one quarter over the Moline Maroons. Lindauer with the ball coming into the second quarter with Lewis on the floor along with Wages, Johnson, and Atwater. So no substitutions at the quarter break actually for either team. The five starters for the Silver Streaks also remain on the floor. McElmurray trailing Anthony Lindauer everywhere he goes on the floor. He passes it over to Lewis, who misses the three. Moline now 1-for-6 from three-point range in this first half. McElmurray with his third rebound for the Silver Streaks. Brandon Thompson has 5 boards already in the game for Galesburg. Down low to McElmurray, brings it back out from the baseline, and a travel call, a bit of a delayed call there as McElmurray commits Galesburg's 5th turnover already, just underway in the second quarter.
Yeah, as you mentioned, uncharacteristic for the Streaks to have more turnovers than their opponent. Otherwise, they're doing things pretty well here tonight, playing solid defense. I think Moline was liking that matchup with Atwater against Dalton Davis, but he hasn't really been able to get much done so far. Outside of Lindauer, their three-point shooters are not on the mark. So far, so good.
A lob on the backcourt. They overthrow Atwater. Then he kind of bullies his way into the lane. Gets Chad Thompson to move just a little bit. Now the rebound deflected out to Lindauer, who shoots another long three. And it's 14-10. Moline snaps the 9-0 Galesburg run. Streaks still lead by 2. Top of the circle, Brandon Thompson. Right side it goes to Garrett Williams on the elbow. Skips it over to McElmurray. Now quickly back to the top of the arc, Thompson. McElmurray through the lane. Dumps it over Dalton Davis for 3. A little bit short. Rebound tipped out to half court where Brandon Thompson comes up with it. His 6th rebound of the night already. coming off a double-double in the championship win over York on Monday when Brandon had 22 points and 11 rebounds in that game.
That was his easiest rebound. He just stood at half court and the ball came to him.
6 minutes to go in the first half. 14-12, Galesburg by two, and a bounce pass in the corner. Streaks need to stop picking up their dribble. They've done that several times on that side right in front of the Moline bench and have committed a turnover almost every time with it.
Yeah, the Moline defense just pushing us over towards the sideline. Watch for Lindauer to let another one fly here if he gets a chance, because when the Moline offense goes dormant, he goes ahead and tries to take over, as a good player should, and he's been their whole offense pretty much so far.
Quick pass on the give and go down low, and a blocking foul called on the Silver Streaks as Chad Thompson kind of got in tough position coming over the help side defense. Wages got him to bite on the pump fake, and that'll be the first foul of the game on Thompson, the third on the Silver Streaks. In fact, both teams have three now with 5:46 to go in the first half. Wages to the free throw line looking for his first point of the night. And he drains it, pulling the Maroons within one at 14-13.
As you might guess, Moline brought a pretty good-sized contingent down here. Not too many students, probably a dozen or so, most of them adults that are on the trip. But still happy to watch their team here down at Galesburg, where the hometown fans have nearly packed this side to our right.
Five-point Moline run to open the second quarter. Ties the game at 14 as Wages makes both free throws. McElmurray with it, under 5.5 to go in the first half. Skip pass right side into the corner. Thompson right back to McElmurray. Kips up a low pass. Shoots just outside the free throw line. Rolls it through. Galesburg back on top by two. And McElmurray's first points of the night.
Well, and I think McElmurray will have some openings. He's not been doing a whole lot of scoring of late, mostly a distributor. And I'm sure Moline has scouted that as well and going to give him a little more opportunity than they might others.
Lindauer from the left corner. That three rolls in and out. Chad Thompson covers up the rebound on the weak side. He has two rebounds in this game already. Lindauer does have a quick shot from the outside. As soon as he touches it, generally he's up in the air. And now McElmurray throws it away. In fact, he was looking right and he saw the defender coming in from the backside ready to pick it off. Forced him to alter his pass back to the middle. And only Moline Maroon players were there. And there's a foul at the other end.
Wow, we're not going to get it.
Well, Chad Thompson was pumping his fist. We've got one player on the outside. We got an official down underneath. And they did call the offensive foul. And McElmurray slow to get up between the top of the arc and the free throw line. And now he's bent over, still holding his knees. I'm not sure where he took the shot, but he's winded for sure. And now he smacks his fist in frustration. I think he's a little pumped up now. Tremaine Carson is into the game for Galesburg, replacing Garrett Williams. Only the third turnover of the game and the first foul on Anthony Lindauer for Moline. 4.5 to go in the first half. Galesburg by two at 16-14. Bounce pass into the corner. Tremaine, good give and go from the left side to the right side, and Chad Thompson takes it up and in.
Not a way to attack. I think we've been too passive against this Moline defense. They're trapping us hard on the sides, and you know when they come over the double or triple team, somebody's open. I haven't seen our guards struggle this much handling the ball in a while. They need to play better.
On the outside, Johnson gives it off to Lewis. Bounce pass down low to Wages, trying to post up on Carson. Got free, and a tough fadeaway jumper in the lane. His first basket, 4 points on the night for Wages. Galesburg now leads by two, 18-16, under 4 minutes to play first half. Davis and McElmurray in the backcourt. Now McElmurray gets it up court the sideline. Here comes the trap. Gets it over to Brandon Thompson. It's open on the weak side. There it is to Thompson. And a block from behind on Josh Johnson. He's picked up a couple of tough ones. And Chad Thompson will get a couple of free throws here. Second foul of the game on Johnson. Five team fouls on Moline.
Yeah, as with his previous foul against Brandon Thompson, he got a lot of ball, but it looked like he got some arm that time too. Not much of an argument from the Moline bench on that one.
Chad Thompson's first free throw is good. He has his free throw percentage up to 69% on the season now. Galesburg leads by three, 19-16, 3:43 to go in the first half. Second one by Thompson, upcoming. The left-hander shoots it up and in.
You know, and as long as we keep shooting 45% from the field and 70% from the line, we're going to be tough to beat. Those are good numbers, plus our three-point percentage pretty solid at 32. And I'd say so far tonight, that's bearing fruit, especially at the free throw line.
Galesburg 6 of 6 from the free throw line. Wages pump fakes, and then on the up and under goes left of Tremaine Carson. He'll go right back to the free throw line. That's the first foul of the game on Tremaine. And the fourth team foul on Galesburg. And Wage is back to the free throw line. All four of his points here in the second quarter. He'll get a chance at two here with the Streaks leading by four, 20-16. And it stays there as Wage's first free throw rolls out. 3:30 to go in the first half. I want to remind you, we have more Galesburg High School basketball coming your way tomorrow as Wages misses the second free throw. Thompson comes down with a rebound. And now Brandon Thompson, will slow it down, tosses it up court quickly through the hands of Ryan McElmurray, and last touch by Moline right down below us. That wasn't an easy call, but I think the officials got it right. Some deflections. But I do think Moline did touch it last. Now on the inbound, McElmurray frees up Thompson for three.
Yes,
got it!
Sir.
Nice screen set on the right through the middle of the lane. And a timeout called by Ryan Weber, with the Streaks having their biggest lead of the night now, 23-16, just a 30-second Maroons timeout.
Brandon Thompson certainly answering the bell in this pressure-packed game so far for the Silver Streaks. And I'm sure that's a shot that Ryan Weber does not want to see open very often. In fact, Moline doesn't give you many clean looks wherever you're at on the court from three-point land. That time, Brandon had a nice time to address it and got nothing but net.
11 points in the game for Brandon Thompson already. 11 of the Streaks, 23, and he already has 6 rebounds. Coming up tomorrow, as the Midwinter Classic continues for the Galesburg High School girls basketball team, Silver Streaks will battle Normal U High in their first game of the day at 10:30. We invite you to join Tom Meredith and Eric Gibson for pregame coverage tomorrow at 10:10. Then Galesburg does battle with Champaign Centennial at 4:30 in the afternoon, about a 4:10 pregame start there. Again, another tournament action going on, so times are approximate. And we can only hope that everything is running on time. So a good Silver Streaks girls basketball doubleheader tomorrow. And then it'll be a Galesburg High School tripleheader as we wrap up the action with the Galesburg boys. And a very good Rockford East team coming in here tomorrow night. And our pregame coverage, same as tonight, 7:10, if everything's on time tomorrow night for boys basketball. Coming out of the Moline timeout, 3:06 to go in the first half. Atwater, a lot of room on the outside, but he passes it away to Wages instead. Now back to Atwater at the top of the circle. Trying to post up Chad Thompson. Swings it over left side to Lewis on the elbow. Now into the hands of Lindauer. Even at half court, you got to stay on him. You just never know where he's going to shoot from. Nice screen by Wages. Frees up Lindauer, who missed the three from the right corner. And Chad Thompson comes down with a rebound. They ran that very well. Got Lindauer the open look he wanted. And now a steal by James into the front court. Right back to him. And James falls down.
Great hustle.
Carson dives on the floor, knocks it loose, and now a tie-up at the other end as two more players are on the floor. If it's a held ball, which I think it is, it'll go back to Galesburg. And, yeah, the official is looking to the sideline, so no foul called as a number of players hit the floor. So offsetting turnovers there, and great to see the energy, and you wouldn't expect anything less in a conference game.
Yeah, after another bad pass, our eighth turnover.
Yeah.
A couple guys got down there quickly and negated what would have been a 2 or 3 on 1. Lindauer had a nice pass down low, but the guy couldn't handle it. And then Tremaine Carson, as he always does, aggressively got after it.
On the outside, McElmurray. Dalton Davis looked to the inside, trying to bust through that 3-2 zone. Another pass picked away, batted into the backcourt.
Oh, no.
Davis chases it down into the backcourt, but the official is saying that Galesburg touched it before it went into the backcourt. Mike Reynolds demanded an explanation right away, but the official was right there to say that after Lindauer poked it away, Dalton Davis touched it before it went into the backcourt, and Mike Reynolds did not make a big argument out of it.
Lindauer got a finger on it first, but apparently we hit it as well, and Moline causing us 9 turnovers now.
And nearly one on Moline, but they get the pass away to Lewis's three, who bounces in and out, and McElmurray gets the rebound for the Silver Streaks. They've had some good looks at it from the outside. On the outside, opposite side, Thompson in the corner, fakes, now gets it out to McElmurray, and good defense by Moline to get back to prevent Brandon the wide open look. Davis into the near corner, Chad Thompson for three, a little bit short, weak side rebound, knocked through the hands of Lindauer, then poked away from behind, but a foul called on Brandon Thompson. He won't get away with the backside reach very often, and Brandon did not get away with it there.
What an opportunity. You'd have loved to have seen that shot from Chad go down. We'd have had ourselves a 10-point lead. Moline in a little scoring drought right now. And this game's, well, I guess points-wise about where you'd expect. Sometimes the points came so easy at the Martin Luther King tournament, we got a little spoiled. But I think, Brad, that York team prepared us well for this. That was a very aggressive maybe taller version of Moline with the way they played.
Silver Streaks had a 17-point lead in that first half against York, but they battled all the way back to get within one in a tremendous game. Now Lindauer airmails a three at the other end, and that gets
that
the student section fired up to see that happen right in front of them.
It should. That's rare that Lindauer doesn't catch any iron.
Carson got the rebound for Galesburg. 1 minute to play in the first half. Silver Streaks lead by seven despite nine first-half turnovers, but they've shot the ball well and have really dominated Moline on the rebounding game.
You know, Moline, Ryan Weber does such a nice job with his defense. He got Lindauer playing out high on the 1-2-2, and he's got long arms. He plays taller, I think, even than his 6'2". He's quick, and he anticipates well.
Now they bring the pressure defense out because they do not want to see Galesburg run down the final minute of this first half. They're going to force the Streaks to dribble the ball and turn it over.
What
Thompson's pass through the hands of Dalton Davis, and Timmy Wages comes up with a steal.
This has been the worst ball handling game of the year for us, I think. I just can't believe some of the mistakes we're making out of here.
Yeah, really sloppy, almost not concentrating kinds of mistakes. 16 seconds to go in the first half. Dalton Davis all over Timmy Wages out near half court. Now into the hands of Lindauer. McElmurray will pick him up with 9 seconds to go. Lindauer looking to pass it away with six. Now he starts the dribble. He'll shoot from nearly half court, but it's off the rim. Carson with the rebound, and he just heaves it to the other end. That's the end of the first half. Silver Streaks lead by seven at the break, 23-16. Coming up on the Galesburg Electric Halftime Show, first half team stats, individual scoring. We'll talk to Streaks assistant Steve Cheeseman, find out what the team discussed in the locker room. Galesburg leads 23-16. You're listening to Silver Streaks Boys Basketball on WGIL and WGIL.com.
Live coverage of GHS Boys Basketball on WGIL is brought to you in part by Arby's on North Henderson Street in Galesburg, by Dickerson's Photography, timeless images for you and your family, by Sign Depot Express, visit Lori just off the square on West Main Street for signs of all kinds, by Collins Communications, your authorized Verizon wireless retailer on Henderson Street, by Office Specialists, where your office is their business, by Spudos Donuts and More, come for the donuts, stay for the food, and by Dennis Twitty State Farm Insurance, like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Are you a diehard sports fan?
Prove it! Head to the Athletic Holy Land.
The mecca of sports equipment apparel.
We love sporting goods in downtown Kewaunee. They have uniforms for the team, athletic shoes, spirit wear, letterman's jackets for all area schools, sports equipment, and they do custom lettering screen printing. And of course, they carry all the hottest brands like Wilson, Rawlings, Louisville Slugger, Adidas, Holloway, Pro Celebrity, and more. And when it comes time to pay homage to your local sports stars, call Breedlove's for trophies, medals, signs, plaques, and awards. Breedlove's Sporting Goods in downtown Kewaunee. Everything's sports.
Imagine if someone would pay you for living. Pekin Insurance new return and premium life insurance policy does just that. Your beneficiary will receive the full death benefit if something happens to you, and the policy will return the amount you paid in premiums if you're still living at the end of the 20-year term and have kept the policy in force. Talk to Craddy Insurance, your local Pekin Insurance agency, about a money-back guarantee on your life insurance. Return and premium life insurance. That's coverage that goes beyond the expected.
When you're looking for rawhide, look for the products made right here in the USA. They taste so much better than the ones made in faraway places. I recommend Grillers, tastiest rawhide straight out of Chicago, and Harvester's Mini Cookies, also made right here in Illinois. Throw them in my bowl, sweet potato, vanilla, and chicken. They're my favorite.
Join them on Facebook, Thorne's Pets and Supplies on Seminary Street in Galesburg, dedicated to improving the bond between you and your pet.
Saturday, February 5th at the Orpheum Theater. It's Bob Zaney.
Don't ever get two different pets at the same time. Made a horrible mistake. Got a greyhound dog and a rabbit. Have not seen either one of them ever since.
Comedian Bob Zaney returns to the Orpheum Theater Saturday, February 5th with Bob and Tom favorites Tim Cavanaugh and Donnie Baker.
Hillbilly Jagger bombs right in your face.
Also that afternoon, you can see the premiere of Zaney's documentary, Close But No Cigar, filmed in Galesburg. For more, go to galesburg.info, keyword laughs. Sponsored by Dave's Auto Body.
WGIL's coverage of Silver Streaks boys basketball continues with the Galesburg Electric Halftime Show. When the power goes out, will you be ready? Be ready with Galesburg Electric and Generac Generators.
Brad Benowitz, Jim Lee with you on the Galesburg Electric Halftime Show. Nick Devlin, our broadcast engineer for Silver Streaks boys basketball. Galesburg with a good first half offensively. 23-16 is the Streaks' lead, but the one aspect that's killing the Streaks right now is usually the one thing that you can count on them not doing, and that's turning the ball over tonight. 10 times in the first half. If it's not for that, Jim Lee, this 7-point lead could easily be double digits and probably would be.
Yeah, you got to hand it to Moline coach Ryan Weber for the defense he's designed. And even with that, though, the way our guards took care of the ball the last couple of weeks, I would never have imagined some of the sloppy mistakes we have made here tonight.
No way.
Because I think maybe they've poked one or two away, but otherwise it's just us making unforced errors and, you know, having balls go through our hands and, you know, dribbling out of bounds, just some really poor things that way. Otherwise,
even a couple of times when guys weren't even looking for the ball and they had it passed to them.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know what to attribute that to, but we're still up 23-16, and a large part of that is because we're playing really good defense and we're rebounding very well. Right now, I show us leading the rebounding battle 16-6.
Yeah, me too.
That is some hard work. For the Silver Streak shooting, when we can get shots off, we're doing fine. We're 7 out of 16 from the field, 44%. But we only got 5 shots off in the second quarter because we were busy turning it over 6 times. Meanwhile, Moline, they're handling the ball fine, but they're 6 of 20 from the field. In that second quarter, just 2 of 9. And they've had some good looks, but they have not been able to drain them. They've tried everybody around the perimeter. Only Lindauer has been able to really hit a couple of shots from the perimeter. They picked up a little action inside as well. But that second quarter, Brad, we don't know the exact number, but over the final 3 minutes at least, neither team scored any points.
Well, in fact, I guess maybe I do have a pretty good call on that, because it was Brandon Thompson who hit the three-pointer that put Galesburg up 23-16. And right after that, Ryan Weber called a timeout with 3:18 to go on the first half. And that was it, yeah. So it was probably 3 minutes 20 seconds of that first half with neither team scoring. Take a break here on the Galesburg Electric Halftime Show. When we come back, a look at the individual scoring for both teams and a word with Streaks assistant coach Steve Cheeseman. Find out what adjustments the team plans to make coming out of the locker room. But it's been a good first half. You're a Galesburg fan on Alumni Night. 23-16, Streaks by 7 over their Western Big Six Conference rivals, the Moline Maroons. The Galesburg Electric Halftime Show continues after this on WGIL and WGIL.com.
You know what's a pain? The cost of propane. How much are you planning to spend this winter? Take a few minutes now to consider a hybrid heating system from Neil Thomas Plumbing and Heating. This hybrid system constantly compares inside and outside air temperatures and switches between two energy sources to keep your home at the temperature you want automatically. It'll help take the pain out of the cost of propane. Neil Thomas Plumbing and Heating. Because you deserve to be comfortable in your home, but not miserable when you get the bill.
This is Jeff Klink with Galesburg Nissan, wishing all the Streaks the best of luck this year. Galesburg Nissan, just off the square downtown. The area's leader in customer satisfaction. Visit us online 24 hours a day at GalesburgCars.com.
It's Michelle and Patsy from Bates Collision Center.
We're all about teamwork here at Bates. Everyone here plays an important role in the repair of your vehicle after an accident.
From the moment you walk in our door, you can trust that the team at Bates Collision Center is working for you.
Bates Collision Center. We take the decision out of collision.
Live coverage of GHS boys basketball on WGIL is brought to you in part by Arby's on North Henderson Street in Galesburg. By Dickerson's Photography, timeless images for you and your family. By Sign Depot Express, visit Lori just off the square on West Main Street for signs of all kinds. By Collins Communications, your authorized Verizon wireless retailer on Henderson Street. By Office Specialists, where your office is their business. By Spudos Donuts and More, come for the donuts, stay for the food. And by Dennis Twitty State Farm Insurance, like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
The official WGIL forecast for tonight, light snow likely, accumulation around an inch with a low of 8. Tomorrow, partly sunny skies, a high of 20, and tomorrow night, cloudy skies with a low dropping to 9. Sunday, cloudy skies, a high of 22, clouds overnight, chance of snow, low of 12, and Monday, cloudy, still a chance of snow and a high of 25. Right now in downtown Galesburg, it is 7 at Galesburg Radio 14 WGIL.
Nobody covers the Silver Streaks like Galesburg Radio 14 WGIL.
Streaks are back on the floor for the halftime warm-ups prior to the second half. We'll talk with assistant Steve Cheeseman coming up momentarily. First half scoring for the Moline Maroons, led by Anthony Lindauer with 8. Timmy Wages with four. Deshaun James and Jamari Atwater each with two. Kyle Lewis, the only starter who did not score for the Maroons. Gray Giovanni and Josh Johnson off the bench also did not score for Moline. For the Silver Streaks, led by Brandon Thompson with 11 points and 6 rebounds. Chad Thompson with 7. Dalton Davis, 3. Ryan McElmurray, 2. Garrett Williams, the only starter who did not score for the Silver Streak. Let's go down court to Jim Lee.
Okay, obviously great to be up by 7 at the break, Steve, but the ball handling is kind of abandoned us. What's going on?
And that was priority number one at halftime. We've got to get rid of the ball before we get trapped. We've got to use pass fakes. We've got to clean up our passing and ball handling. Attack when we can. Keep our good spacing at the half court, and I think we'll see market improvement there. We did a great job defensively.
That and rebounding, we had you up by 10 on the board.
Yeah, Chad was really good on the glass. We were on the glass on the offensive end. A lot of good things happening. Clean up that stuff with the ball handling and passing, and we like what we're doing.
Is this a concentration thing?
No, I think there's a little bit trying to be too perfect. Thinking too much and not playing and reading your keys. Too much thinking, if you could say that.
Thanks, Steve.
Thanks, Jim.
As always, our thanks to Streaks assistant coach Steve Cheeseman for joining us, coming out of the locker room, giving us some insight on the second half. Galesburg already on the floor to start the second half. They are ready to go, leading by 7 here, 23-16, ready to start the third quarter. Garrett Williams, Dalton Davis, Ryan McElmurray, Brandon Thompson, Chad Thompson, the starting five for the Silver Streaks to start the third quarter as well. For the Moline Maroons, looks to be the starting five there as well. Lewis will inbound it into the backcourt to Lindau with James, Atwater, and Wages on the floor. Also, Wages has it now. Now up top it goes, and the Streaks have picked up the man defense here, playing a little tighter here in the early going. Atwater backs in, tries to give a little shove and then a little shoulder into Chad Thompson. Neither one was called, and Moline turned it over. At the other end, Brandon Thompson up and in, and a foul, and it's become a pattern here in the last week. He drives it coast to coast after the turnover on this end and a chance at a three-point play. There was a lot of contact there. He worked hard to get off the shot, and he'll earn it with a chance at a three-point traditional play here.
Nice to see us force a Moline turnover on the other end of the court. And then Thompson, yeah, I tell you what, Brandon, if he has to, he wants to take this team on his back here in the second half, except that was a really bad foul. He missed the free throw and was way too aggressive, went over the back and picked up a silly foul number two.
He went charging down the lane thinking that he had an opening to go after the rebound, and then by the time he got there coming down through the air with it, Deshaun James had blocked out and come down, and there was no way Thompson, once he had gone airborne, could do anything to avoid riding the back of him coming down with it. So Thompson's first missed free throw of the night. Still, the basket gives Galesburg a 9-point lead at 25-16. Thompson's second foul of the game after the free throw. Pump fake down low and a foul over the back on Chad Thompson. Good position by Deshaun James under the basket by the look from Anthony Lindauer with the pass at the top of the circle. That's the second foul on Chad Thompson as James was in good position with the block out going up for the shot.
And a real nice pass from Lindauer, who looked like he was going to shoot a fadeaway just above the free throw line and then dropped it down low. First free throw off, no good. But, you know, Ryan Weber, his coach, said that, you know, Lindauer, that his passing is what gets overlooked. He said he thinks that's one of the real strong points of his game, but, of course, he's known more for a shooter. That time we saw some of that passing game.
James makes the second free throw. Moline only 3 of 6 from the free throw line in this game, 2 of 12 from three-point range. Galesburg is 3 for 9 from three-point range. But prior to Brandon Thompson's miss, the Streaks had made all 6 of their free throw attempts in the first half. Now, we have a very tightly called second half developing here as Anthony Lindauer gets called for the reach foul. We have had 4 team fouls, and we haven't even played a minute of the third quarter.
They're just baiting us to get along that sideline and then trapping 3 men, and we've taken the bait too often.
Skip pass into the left corner. Garrett Williams tries baseline, right hand up and in, but an offensive foul called under the basket as Wages was there waiting for it. Bit of a sell job there, I think, on that one as well. Garrett was going in pretty softly, quite honestly, so the basket is waved off. Garrett Williams gets called for his second foul on the 11th Galesburg turnover. Under 7 minutes to go, just underway in the third quarter. Galesburg leads by 8, 25-17. Now a weave out high with the passing going back and forth. Lindauer with a catch and shoot off the front of the rim. James with a rebound. Put back, won't go down. And another foul called on the Silver Streaks. That's 4 now on Galesburg. We haven't played even a minute and a half of the third quarter, and it's the third foul on Brandon Thompson.
Well, we got caught on the weak side board, flat-footed that time, and James just out jumped us for the rebound. And then if we're going to foul him going up, I'd like to see his foul a little harder than that, but he's going to get his second free throw opportunity after the first is good.
And the second one rolls through as well. So now Moline at the free throw line, cutting into that Galesburg lead a bit now. The lead is 6, 25-19, 6.5 to go. Third quarter just underway in the second half. Dalton Davis helps break the press. Now down low, Brandon Thompson drives, and a blocking foul call. That shot rolls off. Thompson came in from the right side. Just got enough of a step and position on Timmy Wages. It came in a touch too late. That'll be his first. And the third team foul on Moline now with 6:26 to go in the third quarter. Brandon Thompson to the line shooting two. And the first one is good.
Well, and I held my breath on that one because Thompson doing what he should. But after getting those two quick fouls, if that official calls that a charge, it's four and he has to sit down. That would have been a game changer. He made the right call because no way it was a charge. But I've seen officials miss that and call it as such. And Thompson makes both free throws, and we dodged a bullet.
8-point Galesburg lead. Thompson with 4 in the third quarter, 15 for the game. Wages out high, almost lost the dribble on it with nobody anywhere near it. Atwater has it now, hands off to Lewis outside the free throw line. Back to Atwater, shoots the 3 off the front of the rim. Thompson comes down with a rebound, his 7th of the night. Pulls up in the backcourt as he started to get out on the secondary break and then held up. Dalton Davis, skip pass into the left corner. Garrett Williams, there, for yes. 3.
Garrett Williams for 3.
And it's 11-point Galesburg lead.
Silver Streaks continue to show they're dangerous from any point on the court. Moline still in a scoring drought. They haven't hit a field goal yet in this quarter and probably the last 4 or 5 minutes of the second quarter. And so Streaks having it their way.
Now a 3 from the near corner. If there's anybody who's going to break the drought, it's Anthony Lindauer, and Moline calls a quick timeout as that cuts the Galesburg lead to 8 at 30-22. This is just a 30-second. Well, is it a full or a 30? I thought it was a 30.
They've got 30 on the board. Well, I guess we're keeping it here either way, so... You know, Lindauer.
I was also trying to listen to Gary Mitchell on the public address. I thought he was announcing a Rock Island store, but I couldn't quite catch it.
Lindauer with that basket there, I probably was a kiss of death to our defense and saying how Moline hadn't scored for a while. He can release so quickly, and he's lanky enough. He can get shots off over most guards. So anywhere on the court, he's dangerous. He hit a couple early, then he cooled off, but he hits that. And when he hits one, he may hit 4 or 5. So.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, McElmurray and whoever's on him at the time doing everything they can, but he's pretty tough to stop unless you deny him the ball because he's going to get that shot off.
He's only 3 for 10 from three-point range, including one from, I don't know, what, a step away from half court that he shot there late in the first half. It wasn't a buzzer-beating shot. He wasn't trying to beat it right before half court by halftime, but the thing about it is you still got to get on him because he just might make that shot. And then he buried one from the near corner down below us to pull Moline with an 8. Now coming out of the Maroons timeout. 5.5 minutes to go, third quarter. Now Chad from the left corner answers with a 3 of his own. He has 10 now. Galesburg right back on top by 11 at 33-22, matching their biggest lead.
Again, that team balance we've seen for the last couple of weeks, what's made this team so strong.
Now Garrett pokes one into the backcourt, comes up with a steal, chasing it down on the baseline to Chad Thompson, who gets caught on the way up, and a little reach foul called on Moline prevents the Thompson layup, and he'll get a couple of free throws, and that's the second foul of the game on Jamari Atwater.
Yeah, give all the credit to Garrett Williams. What a job of stealing that ball. Then he corralled it in the corner, knew he didn't have his dribble anymore. Shot one across the lane. I thought it was intended for Brandon
Thompson.
So
did I.
It ended up in Chad's hands, who also was hustling down there, and he ends up drawing the foul.
5 minute mark of the third quarter. Streaks lead 33-22. How about 10 points already for Galesburg in the first 3 minutes of the third quarter after both teams struggled so much going the last 3 minutes and 20 seconds of the first half without scoring. Thompson makes the first free throw. So an offensive flurry to begin the second half, as the two teams have combined now for 17 points. And the Streaks have added to their lead, which was 7 at the half. It's now 12, and Thompson's free throw makes it 13. Biggest lead of the night at 35-22.
I was down there at halftime. Gary Mitchell, the public address announcer, said, "Be glad you're up there." He said, "I got the most obnoxious guy in the world behind me here tonight."
Well, of course, he's a Moline fan.
I'm assuming, yes.
And now a blocking foul called on McElmurray out high. He was trying to play good, tight defense on Anthony Lindauer. In fact, it looked like Lindauer might have even kind of stuck that lead arm out there to free up a little bit of space. And the official called McElmurray for getting the hip down low, trying to cut him off. That's the first foul of the game on Bucket. And the fifth team foul on Galesburg. Four team fouls on Moline. We're not anywhere near the midpoint of the third quarter even. On the inbound, Gray Giovanni into the game, gets it into Wages at the free throw line, right back out to Giovanni with 4:45 to go third quarter. Left side Wages with it now on the elbow, looking to skip pass. Davis gets a hand in his face, does get the pass away to Giovanni at the top of the circle. Now over to Wages, working man on man against Dalton Davis, picks up his dribble, gets it into the hands of Lindauer, working against Ryan McElmurray. Again, maybe a little push off, and Lindauer fires the three. Atwater over the back of Tremaine Carson with a rebound, and a block on the putback. Carson comes down with a rebound.
Terrific job of defense. When Moline has to wait a while, what evidently happens is Lindauer just ends up launching a long three-pointer, and the streaks with Chad Thompson on the block on the rebound. A great job of defense.
And a tough pass on the other end, and it goes off Tremaine Carson's foot. Chad Thompson tried to come up with it, and he couldn't handle it on the sideline, and it's back to the Silver Streak. So what do you think you credit that to? Is that Lindauer growing impatient, or is that Moline waiting too much on him to do something?
I think a little bit of both.
Okay.
I think in that last sequence he was just impatient. But the Galesburg man-to-man defense is every bit as good as Moline's zone is on the other end.
Atwater shoots a quick three, and a foul on the offensive rebound as Josh Johnson pushes off on Dalton Davis trying to get the rebound. And that'll be the third of the game on Josh Johnson, who hasn't had a whole lot of playing time in this game, coming off the bench. And 3:49 to go. That gives it back to Galesburg after the Jamari Atwater miss. 35-22, Galesburg by 13. Little 1-2-2 three-quarter court press by the Maroons here. McElmurray, Davis now up court to Garrett Williams, who runs into Johnson on the far sideline. Johnson has his hands thrown out saying, "What am I supposed to do?" But Garrett caught and turned, and just as he turned up the sideline, there was Johnson right there. So he'll go right to the bench, having picked up his fourth foul and the sixth team foul on Moline with 3:40 to go in the third quarter. We are that close to seeing free throws for both teams the rest of this game. McElmurray on the outside. Moline in a 1-2-2 zone on this set. Davis, bounce pass to Tremaine. Ooh. At the free throw line. Bullet pass. Oh, nice man. Job by Thompson to go up high for it and keep it in bounds. Tremaine out to Bucket. Thought about the three. Now trying to free up. Dribble outside. Davis, left side. Garrett Williams for three again.
We found a nice home there right over in front of the Streaks bench. Williams has hit a pair. Chad Thompson has hit one as the Streaks stretching this thing out in the third quarter.
A 16-point lead, 38-22, approaching the three-minute mark of the third quarter. Lindauer reverses to Atwater. They leave him alone at the free throw line, and he drains it.
2 points.
And a timeout called by Moline, a 30-second timeout, 38-24. Maroons cut the deficit to 14 with 2:57 to go in the third quarter.
Maroons really needed that shot from Atwater. They were in another scoring drought outside of the Lindauer three. They hadn't had anything in this period.
Well, Galesburg just left him wide open, too. He could have shot it from anywhere he wanted.
Yeah, and I don't think that was by intent. We've been playing a real tight man-to-man. I think somebody just lost track of somebody and ended up two guys on one, and Atwater was there all alone. In fact, he was almost too wide open. He double-clutched and then came in and shot it again. Yeah. A lot of times you'll see guys miss that because they get their timing off, but he had nothing but net.
Or travel. Either yes. Miss a shot or travel because yeah. They just don't, they're caught in yeah. That in between, don't know what to do.
You don't have many of those opportunities in a game where you are just wide open. Sometimes you get too excited.
Here comes the 1-2-2 press coming out of the Moline timeout. Ooh, Chad Thompson just got away with coming from the front court into the back court to take the up court pass from Dalton Davis. Brandon Thompson is on the bench right now, avoiding his fourth foul and getting a breather as the Silver Streaks have a 14-point lead. McElmurray fakes, drives in the lane, kicks it out to Davis. Back to Chad Thompson, left elbow, three rolls off. Wages with the rebound. There was that shot again from that spot on the floor, but the Streaks just came up a touch short as Thompson's free throw bounced off and to the weak side.
McElmurray passed open a over a wide open 3-foot shot in the middle of the lane, though, to kick it out. I'd like to see Bucket go ahead and take that.
Anthony Lindauer off the dribble puts the shot up quickly, and the rebound knocked out of bounds. Last touch by Deshaun James under the basket. Silver Streaks will get it back.
Team rebound that time. A couple of players able to at least get a hand on the ball and keep James from getting the putback.
Inbound, Williams, McElmurray, Davis in the backcourt. Chad Thompson and Tremaine Carson in the front court. Davis still with it in the backcourt, approaching the 2-minute mark of the third quarter. How nice to play a good chunk of this third quarter without Brandon Thompson and build the lead. Tremaine Carson's baby hook from the right low blocks rolls off, and Deshaun James on the weak side with a rebound. A little unlucky for Carson on that one. That was a nice little baby hook. At the other end, Carson gets hauled for the block as Giovanni drives the baseline. Don't ever give up the baseline, right?
That's one of the first things you learn when you play defense.
Streaks did it. Carson picked up his second foul, and Giovanni goes to the line. Coach's son. So you know what's supposed to happen here at the free throw line. Supposed to be automatic, right? Giovanni is an excellent free throw shooter on the season, and he drains the first one.
He made it look automatic.
38-25. Moline not getting completely blown out in the third quarter, hanging in there, down by 16 at one point. It's now 12 as Giovanni makes both free throws, 38-26. Doing his father proud. What a heck of a season the Augustana Vikings are having up court. Now a pass up court into the front court and a late foul. Deshaun James comes in from the backside going for the steal. Got too much of Chad Thompson's body, and that's a seventh team foul on Moline. Thompson to the line with a one and bonus.
Well, it's interesting up here with the bird's eye view. You can see that develop. You saw Deshaun James seeing that pass coming, and he just couldn't quite get there in time. And Chad Thompson came up and met the ball.
Yeah, that's just what I was thinking, too.
And that is so key, because there was a couple of years where our players just didn't grasp that concept. And under Mike Reynolds and Steve Cheeseman, they have learned to go meet the ball, and that's why Chad's at the line.
13 in the game for Chad, now 14, as he is 6 of 6 from the free throw line, back to a 14-point Gillsburg lead. At 40-26, a minute 35 to go in the third quarter. Giovanni on the left side starts to dribble, top of the circle, and a foul away from the ball, an illegal screen set. I guess they're going to call that on Atwater.
Yeah.
No reaction whatsoever from the Moline bench, although Coach Ryan Weber has a look on his face. He didn't make any verbal comment about it, but you could see the look on his face. He certainly didn't agree with it. Atwater's third individual foul, seventh turnover on the Maroons. Davis, bad pass to the weak side, but Chad gets to it first, and Thompson bounces it back to McElmurray. Now Thompson with it back on the left elbow, dribbles once. Here comes the double team, and Coach Mike Reynolds saw it coming and was in the process of calling timeout just as Chad Thompson picked up his dribble. That's only the first timeout that the Streaks have burned, with a minute 13 to go in the third quarter.
You can tell how much Coach Mike Reynolds wants this. A lot of nervous energy. I mean, he's not the type of coach that just sits down all game anyway.
No.
He's usually a pacer, but he's really back and forth and talking to himself here a little. Good use of a timeout right there for a 30. That's the best right in front of your own bench. You're going to get a turnover there if you don't call the timeout. He got trapped in the corner.
Reminder, Gillsburg High School girls basketball, a doubleheader coming up tomorrow with the Silver Streaks battling Normal U High at 10:30 in the morning. Pre-game with Tom Meredith and Eric Gibson at 10:10, and then the Silver Streaks and Champaign Centennial tomorrow afternoon at 4:30. 4:10 for the pregame coverage there. Gillsburg boys and Rockford East here at Thiel tomorrow night. Garrett Williams' three is off the mark. Tremaine with a rebound, and then he's horse-collared from the backside for a foul, and he'll get a couple of free throws here.
That was a bit of good fortune, because the shot well off the mark from Garrett. And James actually had the inside position, but got himself a little too far under the basket. The carom went out a little farther to Tremaine, who was standing behind him, and then he got the rebound.
And misses the free throw. I said a moment ago he'll get two free throws. Only one there on the one in bonus. Rebound by James. Atwater's picked up his fourth foul for Moline, all of them in this third quarter. On the left side, Wages for three. Got it. Can't leave him open either. We talk a lot about Lindauer, but Wages can really knock it down from the outside, and it's 40-29. Moline suddenly back within 11, and a deflected pass in the backcourt off the hands of Ryan McElmurray out of bounds.
Now, Moline keeping up the pressure, and they're changing it up. They're showing half court. They're showing three quarter. That time brought Lindauer up a little farther, and he made it pay off. He got a finger on it, deflected it, and then McElmurray couldn't help but touch it, and then it went out of bounds.
40 seconds to go in the third quarter. Gillsburg's 11-point lead. Still looking pretty good here, but watch out for Moline if they get a bucket here late in the third quarter, especially a three-pointer. That would have cut the lead in half from 16 earlier. Atwater down low and a blocking foul called on Dalton Davis. Good post-up move by Atwater, working his way in from the right side. Davis doing everything he could to keep going, and they're going to count the basket.
Oh, you got to be kidding.
They're going to count the basket. Are you kidding me? And Coach Mike Reynolds immediately wants an explanation. How can you come? Boy, oh boy.
I have never seen that. You don't see that in the NBA for crying out loud. That's how late that shot came after the foul.
Wow. I didn't even consider that they would count the basket because it came so late after that.
Never seen it in high school. Never.
And the free throw is good, and it's an 8-point Gillsburg lead now at 40-32. The foul on Dalton Davis, his second, with 25 and a half seconds to go, so the streak sent Brandon Thompson back out onto the floor for this offensive possession, and Jamari Atwater sits down so he doesn't foul out of the game in the last 25 seconds of the third quarter. Down to 19 seconds to go. Davis up court. Bad pass picked off by James. Leads the left-handed break. Pump fakes. A basket. And a foul by McElmurray over the back. Coach Brandon Thompson wanted a travel called instead as James got under the basket. They thought he dragged his pivot foot. It's a 6-point game.
Well, I think he did have a couple of infractions with the ball, but the bottom line is we deserve to give up a basket there. Another horrible pass. And just giving Moline the ball back, letting them stay in the game here.
Shades of the first game, right? When Galesburg had a fourth quarter lead and did a terrible job handling the ball and allowed Moline to come back and win that one. It's now 40-35. Galesburg's 5-point lead with 7 seconds to go in the third quarter was once 16. Brandon Thompson gets fouled, dribbling through a double team, and he'll get a chance at 2 free throws now as Anthony Lindauer barks about it a little bit, and the official stops him. Anthony Lindauer says, hey, my coach called me over, but the official is trying to get Lindauer to calm down. He is an emotional player, and I think that's a warning from the official. Thompson will shoot 2 free throws. Galesburg's in the double bonus at the tail end of the third quarter, and Thompson makes the first one.
And these games have a way of erupting late, these Moline-Galesburg games.
Sure,
as the pressure
do.
Comes on, you'll start to see a little more spark. I would think these officials have been made aware of the history here, and that may be why you're seeing so many fouls called in this second half. They are calling it really, really tight.
Well, and sometimes that just makes the emotions pump even higher, though.
But you run out of players after a while.
On the inbound, they get it to Atwater. Lindauer from half court off the front of the rim. 42-35, Galesburg by 7 at the end of 3. This is Galesburg High School Boys Basketball on WGIL and WGIL.com.
It starts with 100% whole grain oats. Then they add chunks of fresh green and red apples, 2 kinds of raisins, and finally, sweet cranberries. Seriously, that's better. Introducing McDonald's new fruit and maple oatmeal. It's the simple joy of wholesome meets delicious. Try it for just $1.99. Prices and participation may vary.
It happens.
And it can be anything unexpected.
It's Patsy and Michelle from Bates Collision Center. When it happens, it's our hope at Bates that we can make it as easy on you as possible.
Remember, Bates is here to make it better.
Bates Collision Center. We take the decision out of collision.
This is Jeff Klink with Galesburg Nissan, wishing all the streaks the best of luck this year. Galesburg Nissan, just off the square downtown. The area's leader in customer satisfaction. Visit us online 24 hours a day at galesburgcars.com.
It's winter. Time to button up. Win cash by wearing the new purple WGIL button. Get more details and a list of button locations at WGIL.com.
205, yep.
Just underway in the fourth quarter. Galesburg with the ball, leading by 7. 42-35. 5 starters on the floor for the Silver Streaks. Thompson, Chad Thompson in trouble in the far corner. And a timeout called by Mike Reynolds just as Chad got the skip pass away out to Garrett Williams. And that's a 30-second timeout called by the Silver Streaks. Again, bailing out his player who was in terrible position with the ball.
Yeah, and he went to Ryan McElmurray and pointed to that spot on the court, because sometimes it's not the fault of the guy who gets the ball. It's the one who delivers it to him in that particular position. And again, Moline just forcing us out along those sidelines and smothering us. We got to give credit to the Maroons defense, because the Streaks have been shooting the ball well tonight when they can get a shot. that Moline is making life very difficult on every player on the court for Galesburg.
Galesburg on the inbound. Ryan McElmurray gets it into Brandon Thompson, who immediately dribbles out of that corner to Dalton Davis, right side over to Garrett Williams. Now picks up his dribble through the lane to McElmurray at the free throw line, dribbles it back out. Galesburg's in the double bonus already with 10 Moline fouls. Backdoor cut. Garrett Williams cutting in from the right wing. Good look at the bounce from Brandon Thompson. Garrett has 8 all in the second half.
Attacked it perfectly that time. Got Brandon Williams on the high post. Distributes it to Garrett, cutting baseline wide open. 2 points.
9-point Galesburg lead, 44-35. Now wide open under the basket. Timmy Wages lays it up and in on a good look from the outside by Deshaun James.
A double screen over here, and there's a cluster of players, and Wage is able to just curl off of that and be wide open.
Garrett Williams gets caught in a double team. Moline coaching staff wants a foul. Ball knocked onto the floor. Brandon Thompson picks it up. Garrett for three! He did everything but turn the ball over and then sneaked out of the scramble for it. And when Thompson came up with it, Garrett Williams was wide open for the outside shot. He has 11. Lindauer dishes it right side to Atwater at the high post off the back of the rim. Dalton Davis with a rebound. And the Streaks come out with some energy in this fourth quarter, looking like they want to put a lid on this game and put it into the books. McElmurray penetrates. Chad Thompson along two guts it from the right corner.
It's
a 12-point lead.
For other teams trying to defend Galesburg. There's not another team around that puts 5 shooters on the court like these guys.
Anthony Lindauer to answer, and a late foul will be a 3-shot foul. Ryan McElmurray has his hands out saying, "What did I do?" And Coach Mike Reynolds disagrees with the call as well. And just like that, Lindauer will go to the line shooting 3. On McElmurray's second foul and the 8th Galesburg team foul.
That is frustrating for McElmurray because he's got the job of trying to slow him down. He's given up a few inches. And, hey, he missed one. Lindauer missed the first free throw. But Ryan, it's so hard to stop his shot. And then when he didn't think he got any piece of him, it really made it frustrating.
Second one up and good. Lindauer offensively actually has been held pretty quiet in this game. He has 12 points now, 8 in the first half, 4 in the second half. His 3-point shot has been off, but he's also shot them from just about anywhere on the floor. Misses the free throw. Atwater gets the rebound. That won't go, and there's James with a putback. Well, that's frustrating when you can't get the rebound off the missed free throw and then to give up another one after that, and they end up with a 3-point play anyway. Into the left corner. Garrett for 3. That one's a little bit strong, and the weak side rebound and a collision as Brandon Thompson had position. He and Wages both go to the deck on the collision, and Wages picks up his second foul.
You know, Brandon Thompson's just, he's sneaky good sometimes too, because he's away from the ball. They think, well, don't worry about him. He got inside of Wages and went way up. That was Wages' board to get, but Thompson just out-dueled him, ended up hitting the floor hard, and now has a couple of free throws for his work.
17 points, 8 rebounds for Brandon Thompson. There's the first free throw. It's 50-40, Galesburg by 10. 5:43 to go in the game. One more foul for Galesburg puts Moline in the double bonus. Silver Streaks were in the double bonus before we even got out of the third quarter. Second free throw off the mark. James with the rebound for the Maroons. He has 8 boards tonight. Atwater playing with 4 fouls for Moline. Josh Johnson on the bench, a reserve player, also with 4 fouls. At the top of the circle, Wages hands off to Lindauer, shoots over the screen and got it. And a quick timeout called by Moline as the Maroons cut the lead to 7 at 50-43. Maroons have 1 timeout left. This is a full timeout. 5:24 to go in the game. Silver Streaks lead by 7. This is Galesburg High School boys basketball on WGIL and WGIL.com.
You just crashed your car, had an accident, and you don't know what to do. Who do you call? Who can you trust to make your car look like new? Where there's only one name you need to know, there's only one place to go.
Dave's Auto Body.
You better call Dave's.
Listen up, Galesburg. The new year is here, and so am I. Listen for the Glenn Beck program weekday mornings from 9 to 11 on Galesburg Radio 14.
In the first half, Moline and Gillsburg combined for 10 free throws between them. There were 18 free throws shot in the third quarter alone. And already we have 5 free throw attempts in the fourth quarter and a tightly called, physical, intense Western Big Six Conference showdown between the Gillsburg Silver Streaks and the second-place Moline Maroons. And a 10-second call just as Gillsburg gets it across half court. Coach Mike Reynolds whirls his right hand around and says, guys, you got to be more aggressive than that.
Well, I think that reflects our hesitancy against this Moline defense. We've had these turnovers tonight, and normally our guards just get it and go with confidence. We saw that the last 2 weeks against everybody we played. Tonight, they're back on their heels, and our guards have got to pick it up.
15 Gillsburg turnovers, but the Streaks lead by 7 with 5 minutes to go in the game. Lindauer, a long three from the volleyball line.
Wow.
He's made 5 of 15 tonight, and that pulls the Maroons to within 4 at 50-46. Gillsburg led by 16 in the third quarter. Chad Thompson in the front court trapped. Gets it to Dalton Davis. The Streaks have numbers. Now they back away from it. Left corner. Garrett for three again. A little bit long. Weak side rebound. Timmy Wages. Here come the Maroons with a chance to cut the lead maybe to 1.
Yeah, getting a little too reliant on Garrett in the corner. We've got Brandon Thompson out there that needs to see the ball a little bit here in this fourth quarter.
Wages hands off to Lindauer, working around the screen, dribbles inside, now shoots the quick three from the corner. That one skips in and out, and the weak side rebound kicked out to Giovanni. Now back to Lindauer, and a foul called on Ryan McElmurray out high as Lindauer started to drive to the arc. He's going to get 2 free throws here as the Streaks have put Moline in the double bonus for the rest of the game.
Well, the thing we were doing so well in the first half was rebound. It's not happening here, though.
Nope.
Moline, 3 times down, has gotten second opportunities when Lindauer is not throwing in a 30-foot bomb.
They have 5 rebounds in this fourth quarter already. They didn't have more than 6 rebounds in any quarter prior to this one, and we're not even midway through the fourth quarter. Lindauer makes the first free throw. It's a 3-point game. Now it's a 2-point game as he rattles the second one through. 50-48. Gillsburg at one time at a 16-point lead at 38-22. And here's the trap in the backcourt again. McElmurray up court to Brandon Thompson. Down low. Up. And in.
If we just release Brandon or anybody back, they're playing so heavy up front, they cannot stop that. We'll see if we do it again.
And they almost fouled him on top of it, but they did not. 4-point Gillsburg lead just past the midpoint of the fourth quarter. 52-48. Rather high-scoring game by previous standards when these two teams meet. Here's a quick three by Wages. Air ball back to Gillsburg as it goes out of bounds untouched.
Well, and the hope here is for Gillsburg fans that
a few extra seconds ran off the clock there.
Moline's had a hot stretch. Usually you don't just keep that going for a long stretch. Maybe they've had their little run and Gillsburg can get a little more breathing room here. Up 4 with the ball. The hardest part is just getting it up the court and getting a good shot.
Thompson will inbound from the baseline below us with Lindauer playing the top of that 1-2-2. Davis and McElmurray in the backcourt. Dalton now gets it across the timeline. Here comes the trap, bounces it up to Garrett Williams. Into the lane, Brandon Thompson, weak side rebound, reverse pass to Chad Thompson. He was thinking dunk on the way in, and Moline got a hand in there and prevented that from happening. He'll have to earn it from the free throw line. That's the third of the game on Lindauer. I'm sorry, the fourth foul on Anthony Lindauer.
So Atwater and Lindauer both with 4. That's big.
And Deshaun James with 3. For the Silver Streaks, Brandon Thompson and Ryan McElmurray each have 3. Nobody else with more than 2. Thompson to the line. Chad Thompson, first one up and in. Good offensive night for Chad Thompson as well. Started off rather slowly. He's up to 17 now in the game. 5-point Gillsburg lead. 53-48, Thompson spins it, shoots with the left hand, and cannot get the roll, but Garrett Williams sneaks in for the rebound, and the Streaks reset the offense.
That ball held on the rim just long enough, and Garrett was hanging around, an opportunistic rebound for Mr. Williams.
That snapped 7 in a row free throws for Chad Thompson, but this may pay off in the long run. Quick
there
pass in the lane, Brandon Thompson up and in. What a look from Ryan McElmurray way out high. 7-point Gillsburg lead with under 3 to go in the game now.
As hard as Moline pinches on the side, you know there's got to be openings in there, and we found one.
Bounce pass, backdoor cut. Brandon Thompson picks it off. Leads the break to McElmurray. Lost the handle on it. Comes out with it with a dribble. And then bounces it off the foot of Wages out of bounds. Only the eighth Gilt Moline turnover, but that may be a big one with 2:45 to go in the game. Williams bounces it into the backcourt to Ryan McElmurray on the inbound. Now back to Williams in front of the Galesburg bench. McElmurray has it now. Dalton Davis at midcourt. Quick pass. Thompson in the lane. Out to Chad. Right corner three. Good.
Yes.
20 on the night for Chad Thompson. Back to a 10-point Galesburg lead at 58-48.
And you notice every time Brandon Thompson has touched the ball on the offensive end, good things have happened. Almost without exception. When he touches it, whether it's an assist or a drive in the lane, good things happen.
Lindauer shoots the three. Looked like he double-clutched on the way up with the shot, and he drains it.
Since Jay Scheibler played at Lawrenceville, I've never seen the like of this kid sometimes. Wow.
He has 23 now. He only had 11 coming into the fourth quarter. Big players come to play when the game's on the line. Garrett Williams for three, a little bit strong. The weak side rebound back to Brandon Thompson.
Great job.
And another crack at it with under 2 minutes to go. And the crowd comes to life. Backdoor cut, Jared! Up and in with a career-high 22.
Brandon to Chad. The Thompsons knock him down.
Lindauer to Atwater for three. Might have gotten blocked. Dalton Davis with the rebound.
Folks, we're going to beat Moline here tonight. Wow.
It hasn't happened much in the last 10 years. And a foul in the backcourt will send the Streaks to the other end of the line, leading by nine.
Well, and I guess as long as Lindauer's on the court, I shouldn't chalk it up just yet, because, you know, once he crosses half court, it's anybody's game. I mean, he will let it fly off balance even from way beyond the three-point arc and nail him.
McElmurray drains the first free throw, only his third point of the night. Galesburg back on top by 10 now at 61-51. Since the Silver Streaks defeated Moline three times in the 98 season, they beat the Maroons in the first matchup of the 98-99 season as McElmurray makes the second. Since that win in 98-99, the Streaks have beaten Moline only three times. Lindauer airmails a three from just inside the volleyball line.
He's going to hear about that one. Galesburg student body responding to the Moline students when Garrett Williams launched some air, letting Lindauer have it, and the Streaks just need to take care of the ball here and get themselves a big, big Western Big Six win.
Dalton Davis calls timeout as the trap was coming in the court down below us. High five from Brandon Thompson, and that's a full timeout for Galesburg. Why don't we take a moment to catch our breath as well. 69 seconds to go in the game. 62-51 Galesburg. This is Silver Streaks boys basketball on WGIL and WGIL.com.
Want to lower the cost of doing business?
Keep your data safe and easily accessible.
Barracuda Networks can help. The Barracuda Backup Service is the only data storage solution that combines on-site hardware for rapid restores and cloud-based storage for disaster recovery. At just 50 cents per gigabyte per month and advanced deduplication technology to significantly reduce storage space requirements, the Barracuda Backup Service is the most affordable and efficient data storage solution for any size business. Call 888-ANTI-SPAM for your free evaluation unit. 888-ANTI-SPAM. Or visit Barracuda.com.
I'm WGIL News Director Will Stevenson. News tips, story ideas, comments, questions, we welcome them all. Email us anytime, news@WGIL.com.
Galesburg Silver Streaks have beaten the Moline Maroons only three times in the last 25 meetings. But once in the first game last season. And now an upcourt pass. Thompson with a left hand. He was going in for the dunk. He got knocked a little off balance, and he laid it up and in with a left hand. His career high builds up to 24 now, and a foul by Galesburg in the front court stops the clock. Fourth foul on Ryan. I'm sorry, the fifth foul on Ryan McElmurray, but he goes to the bench, throwing his hands into the air, and gets an emotional round of applause from the student section as he fouls out with 61 seconds to play and the Streaks leading by 13.
Not many points, but a lot of leadership from McElmurray.
Giovanni makes the first free throw. 64-52. Galesburg by a dozen with 61 seconds to go in the game. Second one good as well. All four of Giovanni's points tonight from the free throw line, 64-53. Williams breaks the press, up court to Tremaine Carson, pulls it back out. Smart move by Tremaine as the Streaks try to run some clock. Thompson got held out high, no foul called. Now dribbles away from the defense, gets it over to Garrett Williams. Try to reach in foul on him, over to Dalton Davis. Now back out to Brandon at half court, and Giovanni slaps his arm twice, picking up his first foul, stopping the clock with 41 and a half seconds to play in the game.
Well, and they didn't want to foul Brandon Thompson. They tried to foul Garrett Williams, but it didn't get called. And then it got back out to Brandon. He just hugs it at half court, and they had to come up and slap him.
Brandon 9 for 11, now 10 of 12 from the free throw line in the game. He has 23 points. Chad Thompson has 24. Galesburg leads by a dozen at 65-53. Garrett Williams is in double figures with 11 tonight, and Thompson makes the second free throw as well.
Well, you got some happy kids on that Galesburg bench. They know what's going to happen, and there's a lot of stress, a lot of pressure has come off in finally beating Moline.
Here's a steal by Williams, leading the break to the other end with a left hand up and in. Williams has had a big second half for the Silver Streaks, who now lead by 15. And the student section erupts. They know it's going to happen, too. Timmy Wages with a nice move at the other end. Banks it up and in with a left hand. And down to 12 seconds to go. Thompson into the front court of Moline will back off. And Thompson should be able to dribble this game to an end. He picks up the dribble. Covers it up. 1 second to go. And the Silver Streaks celebrate. The winning streak stays alive. 13 in a row for the Galesburg Silver Streaks. They tie the Maroons at 3-2 in the Western Big Six Conference and keep their shot alive at a chance at a Western Big Six title of their own. 68-55. Stay tuned for the postgame show coming up on WGIL and WGIL.com.
The Silver Streaks boys basketball on WGIL is brought to you in part by Dave's Auto Body. You better call Dave's. Neil Thomas Plumbing and Heating, because you deserve to be comfortable in your home, but not miserable when you get the bill. By OSF St. Mary Medical Center. This is healthcare. Crowdy Insurance on North Henderson Street in Galesburg for all of your insurance needs. By Galesburg Electric on South Henderson Street. Where the power goes out, will you be ready? Be ready with Galesburg Electric and Generac Generators. By McDonald's on Lovin' It. By Bates Collision Center in Galesburg. We take the decision out of collision. By Galesburg Nissan, just off the square in downtown Galesburg. Thorne's Pets and Supplies on North Seminary Street. Building a better bond between you and your pet. And by Breed Love Sporting Goods in downtown Kewaunee. Galesburg's radio station for news, talk, and Silver Streaks basketball. Galesburg Radio 14, WGIL.
You lost over $400 worth of meat in your freezer, missed 72 hours worth of DVR'd sports, and couldn't shower or flush your toilet for 3 days, all while surviving on a stale chip and hot pop diet. Wasn't your last power outage experience brutal enough? With a Generac automatic standby generator from Galesburg Electric, you'll never have to worry about losing power again. Electricity is automatically restored at the first sign of a power outage. Get peace of mind with a Generac automatic standby generator from Galesburg Electric on South Henderson Street in Galesburg.
This is Jeff Klink with Galesburg Nissan, wishing all the Streaks the best of luck this year. Galesburg Nissan, just off the square downtown. The area's leader in customer satisfaction. Visit us online 24 hours a day at galesburgcars.com.
Could you really win up to $500 by wearing the new purple WGIL button? Do the Silver Streaks love Hi-Ho Silver?
Up the new purple WGIL button today at Liberty Tech Service behind Subway on North Henderson and Galesburg. Carmark Tire and Auto at Sandberg Mall or at Tompkins State Bank at Avon, Abingdon, Knoxville, and Galesburg. For more details, visit our website at WGIL.com.
When you trust, you rely on the strength, integrity, and ability of another. For over a century, families in Galesburg and the surrounding communities have put their trust in OSF St. Mary Medical Center. Our physicians, family practitioners, and staff work hard to earn your trust every day through the use of the latest technologies and procedures, providing a comfortable environment for you to discuss treatment options as well as prevention, giving you confidence that you are receiving the highest quality healthcare possible. OSF St. Mary Medical Center, this is healthcare.
It's Patsy and Michelle from Bates Collision Center.
After an accident, you may not know where to turn.
Turn to Bates. We'll navigate you through all the insurance paperwork, set you up with a rental car,
and make your car look like new with a factory-perfect repair. Guaranteed.
Bates Collision Center. We take the decision out of collision.
The official WGIL forecast for tonight, light snow likely, accumulation around an inch with a low of 8. Tomorrow, partly sunny skies, a high of 20, and tomorrow night, cloudy skies with a low dropping to 9. Sunday, cloudy skies, a high of 22, clouds overnight, chance of snow, low of 12, and Monday, cloudy, still a chance of snow and a high of 25. Right now in downtown Galesburg, it is 7 at Galesburg Radio 14 WGIL.
Final stats, the Dave's Auto Body Crunch Time Player of the Game, and comments from Streaks head coach Mike Reynolds. WGIL's coverage of GHS boys basketball continues with the Silver Streaks postgame show on Galesburg Radio 14 WGIL.
Silver Streaks win tonight by a final of 68-55. And a guy who reflects the energy that this team played with bounds up the bleachers to catch us up here. Jim Lee is with the head coach, Mike Reynolds.
All right, well, Coach, I guess this is the way you want the place so packed that you can't even get up through the crowd to get up to the press box afterwards after what is a fantastic win. I know there's a lot of smiles down there. What a relief to beat these guys.
I mean, we took their best shot. They're good, and they've got... And well, I think we've got some killers in our team, but they've got one. You know, like Mark Allen has Chase on. Lindauer, he just doesn't want to lose. He's such a great player. And you know, we had four fouls on Bucket, and BT had to switch over to him. And I think he was tired. Bucket tired him out enough that made BT look good there at the end. So I'm proud of our guys.
You probably haven't seen too many, even in all of your coaching, that can shoot off balance any place on the court like the Lindauer kid.
Well, I had one guy I coached, and actually he was here tonight watching. But Lindauer's awful good. And no, I haven't seen too many guys. I mean, he pulled up from the B in Galesburg at the end of the first half. So we're just proud of our guys. They stuck with it, and they took their best shot. And second place feels better than fourth place, that's for sure.
I'll tell you what, this team, as we remarked, I wouldn't say you're unguardable as far as but a shooting the ball. There's nobody they can favor because you put five guys on that court, and you proved it tonight. All of them can hurt the other team.
Yeah, I thought Garrett Williams was big. You know, we took BT out of the game because he had three fouls and trying to, you know, milk that thing to get to the fourth quarter. And Garrett hit some big threes. I mean, he can really play. I said that at the beginning of the year. I know people shook their head at me, but, I mean, he can really play. He's helped us these last, you know, he's undefeated when he's played this year. So, you know, we're happy for that. He's done a great job.
Pretty good record. Now, the one drawback tonight was certainly the ball handling. They kept pinching us on the sides. We had a number of uncharacteristic turnovers. Then in the fourth quarter, it seemed like we got more to getting the ball up in the high post there, and Brandon was distributing, and then things opened up.
Well, I mean, we had to get the ball to the middle. And you know, we were preaching, being patient. Our guys took it to another step. You know, they were real too patient. We were really aggressive. I mean, we scored 70 points on a defensive team that's really good, and we had 15, 16, 17 turnovers. I don't know how many we had, but it seemed like we had a million out there. And we had some through the first three and a half quarters, and then at the end, Dalton and Bucket and Garrett and BT and Chad did a heck of a job finishing that game out.
When you're addressing that at halftime, did you tell the kids continue to attack it, or like you said, they're a little too patient, huh?
We were way too patient. We had to attack the tack. And you know, last year when we beat them up there, they had to come attack us, and we were able to get Victor the ball in the middle. And Victor's was a guy that scored himself. You know, he's not a playmaker. BT, you saw at the end, was able to get Chad, you know, a few good looks, and he flipped the ball to Tremaine, who wisely passed it out there at the end. So I thought it was one heck of an effort for our guys.
Well, and you know, a week ago at Alleman, Brandon Thompson took over the game down the stretch. Tonight, maybe not as many points down the stretch, but in different ways. He got a couple of big rebounds for us, had a couple of nice assists, probably could have scored more if he wanted, but it seems like he's really been stepping up big on these conference games.
Well, he's a winner. You know, he's a winner. He wants to win, and it's nice to see these guys come together. I don't think, you know, when we were 6-3, we'd have thought, you know, a million games later we're here, you know, 19-3. I shake my head every time somebody tells me that. But, we're proud of our guys. We're proud that they come to work every day and try to do. And I'm leaving the locker room, and they're yelling, we got to get number 14 tomorrow. So, I mean, when you start winning, it's a fun thing. And we're certainly got that winning feeling right now.
Yeah. Well, and that is the mood in the locker room. It's when you beat Warren, and it was such an upset in the eyes of most people here that there was a lot of jubilation. But tonight, I think there was more pressure coming into this game, wasn't there, than that one?
Well, I mean, Molina beat us. So, I mean, I think there's a little more pressure, you know, than playing Warren, because Warren's so good that, you know, I mean, I saw him practice on Sunday. It looked like Bradley out there. You know, I don't know. They might be able to beat Bradley as bad as Bradley's been playing lately. But Moline's good in their own way, like we are. You know, we're good in our own way. We don't walk in the gym and everybody goes, well, we're scared to play Galesburg. You know, we're not scared of anybody. And Moline does the same thing. And a few years ago, they were able to play really well, you know, by not scaring anybody. And we're able to do it this year. And you know, it was a fun night for sure.
And tomorrow night, probably a track meet. If you hadn't had Victor last year against Rockford, I don't think we come away with a win in that game, so they'll be tough.
Well, they got everybody back, too. And I think their record was 13-4 or something like that before tonight. We have some tape on them. We certainly got to come to play. You know, I know they're going to come down here wanting to win. We beat them 2 years in a row. They're going to come down here wanting to win. And we want to win, too. So we want to win, too, and try to get number 20. It seems awful early to be talking about 20 wins, but we certainly want to get it tomorrow.
Congratulations on a huge one tonight, Mike. Best to you and the players. We'll see you tomorrow.
All right, thanks a lot.
Always our thanks to Coach Mike Reynolds joining us here in the post game. Silver Streaks win it tonight 68-55. When we come back, we'll give you our final team stats, the individual scoring numbers. All of those look pretty darn good tonight as the Silver Streaks win it by 13 over the Moline Maroons, only their fourth win in the last 26 games against Moline. When we come back, a look at the numbers, and we'll give you our Dave's Auto Body Crunch Time Player of the Game as well. 68-55, Streaks beat Moline. Stay tuned for more post-game coverage coming up on WGIL and WGIL.com.
Live coverage of GHS boys basketball on WGIL is brought to you in part by Arby's on North Henderson Street in Galesburg, by Dickerson's Photography, timeless images for you and your family, by Sign Depot Express, visit Lori just off the square on West Main Street for signs of all kinds, by Collins Communications, your authorized Verizon wireless retailer on Henderson Street, by Office Specialists, where your office is their business, by Spudos Donuts and More, come for the donuts, stay for the food, and by Dennis Twitty State Farm Insurance, like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Saturday, February 5th at the Orpheum Theater. It's Bob Zaney.
Here's a fun fact about dogs. You know, a dog can make 100 facial expressions, beating out Joan Rivers.
WGIL congratulates recent button winners Margot Jacobs of Galesburg, who won $50. Mary Ponce of Galesburg won $25. Congratulations from WGIL.
Will not be denied. Back at John Field Gymnasium, where the Silver Streaks win it tonight 68-55. Let's take a look at the post-game statistics. We'll start off with the individual numbers. Moline put three players in double figures tonight, led by Anthony Lindauer with 23. He had 11 coming into the fourth quarter, and then he started to light it up from the outside, also made some free throws. Lindauer leads the way with 23, but he wasn't the highest scorer in the game. We'll get to that in a minute. Timmy Wage is also in double figures for Moline with 11. Deshaun James finished with 10 tonight. Jamari Atwater finished with 7, played a good chunk of that, played the entire fourth quarter for that matter, and late in the third quarter as well with 4 fouls. And credit to him, he never did foul out of the game. Gray Giovanni off the bench with 4, all from the free throw line. Kyle Lewis and Josh Johnson did not score for the Moline Maroons. For the Galesburg Silver Streaks, led tonight by two players tying for game-high honors, Brandon Thompson and Chad Thompson, both finished with 24. For Chad, right below us down on the floor here, that was a career high tonight. 24 points for Chad Thompson, 17 in the second half, and 10 in the fourth quarter. Thompson finished one rebound short of a double-double with 9 rebounds and those 24 points. Garrett Williams also in double figures tonight with 13, all of those coming in the second half. Ryan McElmurray fouled out of the game with 4 points. Dalton Davis had a quiet 3 points tonight, and Tremaine Carson did not score for the Silver Streaks, who win it tonight 68-55. Let's take a look at the team numbers, Jim Lee.
Okay, for the night, a 57% shooting performance by the Silver Streaks, and again, we emphasized...
Wait a minute. Wait, no, that can't be right. Streaks played Moline tonight.
I know.
You don't shoot 55%
know.
Against Moline.
Well, you don't score 68 points either. But,
no kidding.
We did both of those things. And, again, it was the great team balance that we saw. It's just amazing how well this team has gelled. And anytime one of these kids touches the ball, you really almost expect it to go in the basket anymore, as the Streaks go 20 of 35 from the field, including 9 out of 12 in the fourth quarter. Meanwhile, Moline was 18 of 45, 40%, but oh, those three-point balls from Lindauer. He is really something to watch him let it fly, and thank goodness we were ahead the whole time, but he sure made us nervous there for a stretch. And the rest of the Moline team actually got a little hot there in the late third and fourth quarters as well. So, again, Streaks outshoot them 57 to 40%. And the thing that surprises us the most, out-rebounded Moline. I had it a 10 differential, 27 yeah. for Galesburg and 17 for Moline, especially late in the fourth quarter. We had gotten away from getting the boards in the third, but then sealed off pretty well and got some big rebounds in the fourth quarter on both ends of the court. And our turnover count ends up at 15 for the night. We had, I think, only one turnover in the fourth quarter, which was refreshing after some real struggles ball handling. And I thought Mike Reynolds put it well. We were too patient. You don't often hear a coach say that, but that really, you think back, and that probably was the case, especially when we got that 10-second call. You don't see that very often, but the guys really just weren't attacking enough and ended up giving the ball up there. So that was the only drawback to an otherwise fun night of basketball for the Galesburg Silver Streaks.
Well, it shows you how far this team has come in terms of the ways that they are able to win now. Who would have ever thought that we could have 15 turnovers in a game and win by 13? And yet here they pick up the other aspects of the game. They shoot well tonight with 55%, right?
At 57.
57%. Mm-hmm. They out-rebound Moline by 10 at 27-17. Their free throw shooting was outstanding tonight, 20 of 24 from the free throw line, 83%. 8 of 19 from three-point range. That's almost 40% shooting from behind the arc. Moline finished 14 of 19 from the free throw line. That's pretty good, too. Better than 70% there, and only 7 of 27 from three-point range. So the Streaks win it tonight by 13, 68-55. Our final order of business is the Dave's Auto Body Crunch Time Player of the Game, which we'll give you when we come back in the post-game show of WGIL and WGIL.com.
You just crashed your car, had an accident, and you don't know what to do. Who do you call? Who can you trust to make your car look like new? Where there's only one name you need to know, there's only one place to go.
Dave's Auto Body.
You better call Dave's.
Saturday, February 5th at the Orpheum Theater. It's Bob Zaney.
Here's a fun fact about dogs. You know, a dog can make 100 facial expressions, beating out Joan Rivers by 99.
Comedian Bob Zaney returns to the Orpheum Theater Saturday, February 5th with Bob and Tom favorites Tim Cavanaugh and Donnie Baker.
Well, who's drinking tonight with Donnie Baker, man?
Also that afternoon, you can see the premiere of Zaney's documentary, Close But No Cigar, filmed in Galesburg. For more, go to galesburg.info, keyword laughs. Sponsored by Dave's Auto Body.
Glenn Beck, weekday mornings at 9 on Galesburg Radio 14, WGIL.
Streaks win it tonight 68-55, and we've talked about it in previous games, Jim Lee, how difficult it's been coming up with a crunch time player of the game, to the point that in the Warren game just not quite a week ago, last Saturday night, we just had to give it to everybody who played that night because of how well they played and how there was no one component that the Silver Streaks could have done without that evening. But it's become that kind of a situation where it's been difficult to come up with a crunch time player of the game because there's so much leadership on the floor right now. There's so much team cohesion and cooperation that it's really getting to the point where game after game we're looking at a situation saying there's no one guy who this 13-game winning streak has been possible without. But despite all that...
Yeah, it's a great dilemma.
It is.
Because you're going through the game, and, you know, we've done this for years, and you know, so we kind of train ourselves thinking ahead to the post game, and you say, oh, there's a good shot. That's probably the crunch time play. And, oh, there's another one. Okay, there's another one.
Oh, what a big rebound that was. Oh, what a great defensive play that was.
Yeah, so it's one of those years. It's been a lot of fun. You know, in the years ahead, we may be scratching our heads trying to find somebody that qualifies. But this time around, it's pretty easy to pick everybody on this team and find a point of the game where they've contributed. But for tonight, I think we, among the candidates, we have to go with a guy with a career high and who came up big in the fourth quarter for us. Shots from the baseline, a block shot, some free throws, and Chad Thompson, biggest guy on the court for us, was big certainly tonight. And he gets our crunch time player of the game.
Career-high 24 points, didn't miss a shot in the fourth quarter. All three of his two-point baskets and a big three-point basket as well. You got to go back to and kind of remember the situation of what was happening here. Galesburg had a 16-point lead in the third quarter, 38-22. It got down to five late in the fourth quarter, and Moline still wasn't going away, and then the streak started to push that lead up, and the next thing you know, Moline hits a couple of baskets. All of a sudden, it's a four-point game again, a three-point game, then a two-point game with a couple of free throws, and then all of a sudden, here comes Chad Thompson's three-point basket, and boom, suddenly it's a 10-point game again. And it never got any closer than that, really, the rest of the way.
Yeah, and we had hoped that Moline had made that run, that maybe it was going to end, because as such, you don't usually continue that just all the way through the rest of the game, and that's exactly what happened. They cooled off a little bit. They made a couple of turnovers, too, there, finally, and then the Streaks took good care of the basketball in the fourth quarter and, again, got that ball in the middle of the court, as Mike Reynolds said. Then you open up a lot of options, and we were dropping the thing down low to the guys cutting in from the baseline, and then it was piece of cake.
On a night when the Silver Streaks recognized alumni by inviting a whole bunch of people back to celebrate here tonight, they put on a good performance, including 1968 graduate and GHS Athletic Hall of Famer Fred Mims, member of that 1968 boys basketball state runner-up team, now the associate athletic director at the University of Iowa. And he said before the game, let's see a great show tonight, and certainly from the Silver Streaks' perspective, they did, and they better put on another good show tomorrow night, I think, with Rockford East coming to town. I double-checked the record. Coach Mike Reynolds said, I think, they're in the postgame, so I double-checked that they're 12-5 prior to their game against Belvedere tonight. So they'll come in either with 12 or 13 wins tomorrow night, and a much-improved team from last year when they showed a lot of promise but just weren't getting very many wins out of it. But they're getting the wins this year under Roy Sackmaster, who's another familiar name in Silver Streaks basketball legend history.
Yeah, the former Rockford Boylan player that played on that 97-98 team that gave us all we could handle up there at Rockford in the Super Sectional. And he's an intense competitor, and he's got that team playing well. And I will, if we out-rebound those guys tomorrow night, I'll buy you a steak dinner, because they're... Yeah, you could. I mark my words, because that's going to be a chore. They will get up and down the court, and they will be in the lane, and they will be all over the place. And we're going to have to hit a lot of shots tomorrow night. I think we can score more than 68 against them, maybe. But if we hold them to 55, we'll be doing pretty well, because that team can get up and down and put it in the basket.
Prior to the boys' game tomorrow night, we'll have a doubleheader of girls' basketball. I want to remind you about Silver Streaks girls battling Normal U High at 10:30 tomorrow morning. Tom Meredith and Eric Gibson with a pregame show at 10:10. And then the second game of the Streaks doubleheader at 4:30 as the Streaks battle Champaign Centennial. Tom and Eric's pregame show at about 4:10 tomorrow afternoon, if everything is running on time for the Midwinter Classic on the girls' side of things. And then again, that Galesburg boys' game with Rockford East tomorrow night at 7:30 here at John Thiel Gymnasium. For Nick Devlin, our broadcast engineer at the downtown studios, for Jim Lee, I'm Brad Benowitz. Stay warm, everybody, and join us for some more hot basketball action tomorrow right here on WGIL. Streaks win it tonight over Moline, 68-55. Good night from John Thiel Gymnasium.